to Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday morning. It's 3:30 over here in the UK. It's probably very early where you are. So I shall speak gently. Hey, hey, hello. How nice to have your company. A very good morning to you if you are stateside. It is a pleasure to have your company. This is Erica Longdon, your host on 1-2 Radio and also an advisor on 1-2 Listen. And sorry I wasn't with you last week. Had a bit of travelling to do, which turned out to be very, I think I'm going to say fortuitous is a good word. It was a meeting of old friends, but one of the friends is getting very frail. So it was important that we made it happen, and it was a beautiful event. So please forgive me for taking a week off while I went and dealt with that. So a very good morning, good afternoon to you. It is September, we're in Virgo land. It's eclipse season. Boy, do I know it. How was last night's eclipse for you? My goodness, did I feel that full lunar eclipse. We got to see it over here in the UK. The moon was spectacular. I was running a gong bath, my first one for autumn, and I just felt this, I was going to say constriction, that's not the word, this weight, this portent of the moment that lifted completely this morning. So I think it was the energy of the full moon last night. Lovely set of people who came and joined me here in Cornwall playing my Chiron and Earth Sound Creation gongs. And of course, Chiron is a great one for unzipping things if you need to have a look at them, and with an eclipse as well, which is all about clarity. Yeah, it was a powerful evening. So I hope you had a good eclipse wherever you are. Somebody wrote, I wish I'd written it, but I didn't. But somebody wrote, and I did say it yesterday, that last night was about honouring the space between what was and what is yet to be. I like that. I had lots of Vesica Pisces symbols that I gave to, or at least the gongs gave as a gift, with some little incense in a pouch for the people who are attending. And Vesica Pisces is that wonderful, those intersecting circles that create a third elliptic circle, a fish, which is why it's called Vesica Pisces. But it's about the divine and the earthly, the masculine and the feminine. It's about being stronger together. And to me, it's also the right and the left hemisphere of your brain that creates that eye shape in the middle, which is the third eye. So last night did feel so powerfully about intuition and that sort of, I think I'm right in saying, liminal space between what was and what is yet to be. Felt very, very powerful. So I hope you had a good one. I am in the Facebook chat room live today. If you want to come and join me, it will be my pleasure to pull you a card. If you're a Facebooky person, just go over to 1-2 Radio, the private group, and you'll see some lovely people in there. And if not, go to 1-2radio.com. Take a look at the menu on the left-hand side. There's an option to chat that will take you in there as well. So let's have a look and see who is in here. I can see people coming in the room. Now you've realised I'm live this week. I can see people coming into the room. So let's take a look. So good morning to Jennifer Hart, who's just down the road from me here in Cornwall. Good morning to Quelly. Good morning to Shirin Jashirin and to Tara Elizabeth and Laura and Renee. Renee's sending me a nice wave. Happy September. Back at you. Good morning to Laura, to Jennifer, to Tara, to Jean, good morning, to Joni, to Nadine. And yep, Nadine said, yeah, the eclipse in Pisces, day of pivots and winding directionally. Absolutely. I will come in there and do you some readings as the show goes on. But I didn't do you any starscopes last week because I was traveling. Naughty me. So I'll read you your starscope today. You'll find them on the front page of 1-2 Listen, along with the scopes from all my colleagues. There are some amazing scopes. It's like getting your scope through different prisms, because we all look at life slightly differently. There's empowerment scopes, there's angel scopes, heart scopes, Merlin scopes, and my star scopes. So go check them out on the front page of 1-2 Listen. And also don't forget, there's a gratitude board there. So you know, if there's something you're trying to empower, and I have done this because I'm dealing with something at the moment, put it as if it's already happened on the gratitude board, and you have some of the most powerful psychic advisors in the world, about 50 of us, empowering it. So yeah, do that. I thought I'd shut my phone off. I do not believe that, but anyway, I'm now getting messages. I'm going to tuck it away where I can't hear it. Can you get texts if you're in airplane mode? Clearly you can. Sorry about that. It's going to be one of those shows, isn't it? So go and take a look at the scopes on the front page of 1-2-Listen if you want more free scopes. Use the gratitude board wisely. You will find my star scopes there, and also you'll find them on my website, which is angelhandsheal.com, which is what I'm reading from today, because when I tried to find the original Word document, which I wrote under the Mercury retrograde, guess what? It's not there. Anyway, we will succeed. So I'm taking a look at September. And as you know, my starscopes are an alchemy of astrological signs, tarot insight, and angelic guidance. And this month I have used my angelic wisdom deck, which works perfectly with the ruling angel Zuriel. Now, Zuriel presides over September. The name means rock of God, or God is my rock. And Zuriel is the angel of harmony and the ruler of the sun sign Libra. So Zuriel is also known as the angel of creativity, and Zuriel bestows the gift of creative fire and the power of prophecy. Sounds good to me. I could use some of that. If you're listening, Zuriel, thank you very much. Zuriel helps us heal our emotions by releasing unforgiveness, transforms past pain into peace, and helps us to see that some of our disappointments can be turned into blessings as we take a new path and make a new beginning. And some might say a rebirth. So Zuriel is also known as the angel of literature and music. So if you're writing or composing, you know which angel to call on right now. So let's take a look at these starscopes. We're in Virgo season. I did pull a card for today from my Angel Wisdom deck, and lo and behold, I'm not surprised, it is a major arcana card. It is the Hermit, which is the sign of Virgo. That's in tarot, it associates with Virgo. Time spent in peaceful meditation and meaningful solitude. And it's also about shining your light as an example to others, or seeking out spiritually minded people, or people you kind of gel with. So let's take a look at these starscopes, starting with the birthday people, Virgo. And it's your birthday, and as the next Earth year cycles begins, it might be time to take a course in something you've always wanted to do, or it may be that you feel it's time for a new beginning. Time to move on emotionally, and perhaps you could start with setting the intention that you want to seek more enrichment in your daily life. That's the spiritual quest, that's the shining your light, and there's definitely a drive to move forward in whatever way you feel. Okay, Librans, I did mean to say at the top of this, by the way, if you know your rising sign, good to listen out for that, and your moon sign, so you get a triple insight. This is Libra, the sun sign. The past is done. A cycle is coming to completion, and it's time to head in a new direction. Boy, do I know it. You will know what to do by following your heart, and that is what will bring you clarity. Finances may be a concern this month, but only because life is changing. Yeah, that's true. Trust that you will all will resolve in your favor. Yeehaw! Mental spin and worry will not be helpful. This change is an opportunity for happiness and a weight off your shoulders. I look forward to that. Moving into Scorpio land, a reality check could be useful this month. Is there a better way of doing things? Be particularly careful who you surround yourself with. Only commune with people whose integrity you trust. Plenty of time spent in solitude will be helpful as you gain a sense of where you are traveling. And above all, remember the serenity prayer. God, grant me the grace to accept what cannot be changed, the courage to change what I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Oh yes, I know that one this month. Sagittarius, Zeus energy. If you are self-employed this month, it might be the perfect time to be open to new opportunities, be bold, courageous, optimistic, but also practical. These are bright ideas, but they need to be grounded by practical planning. Let them flit around you like butterflies of brilliant insight. Some of the information you receive might be challenging, so look into everything and evaluate its relevance. So that's the outlook for Sagittarius. I'm just moving my way up to Capricorn. Bear with me, past Pisces. My computer's having a wee bit of a mouse moment. Bear with us. Okay, I'm there. Capricorn. There's a strong family theme running through this month, especially through the generations. It may be that you're planning a family get-together. There's also an initiative concerning ongoing financial planning. Perhaps you'll be arranging for assets to be passed down or a home to be transferred. Whatever the case, love and a calm mindset will be essential for success. Aquarians, the key to September is to remember that life is not black and white. There are many shades of circumstance and opinion in between, and this openness will grant you the freedom to do whatever you want. Be proud of your journey through life so far, even if there were some moments that were not your finest day. We all have those. Learn from them, don't repeat them. Rewards come from hard work, and life is certainly hard work if you're alive to all the possibilities and prepared to adjust course. You deserve success as much as anyone. Pisces, you have the power of a full moon eclipse, and eclipses grant the gift of clarity and the possibility to move in a new direction. In fact, they quite often give us a powerful nudge. So let go of any nagging doubts that you may have in your head in a spin. Breathe deeply. Worry is unnecessary. The month is ripe to give birth to new plans for creative projects or financial prospects. Aries, you might find yourself feeling emotional about the past or feeling triggered by the current events that, when you think about it, have links to patterns and events in the past. You could also feel drawn to some form of environmental or charitable activism. Don't knee-jerk react. Take time to consider what might work best. And if you're faced with too many options, ask yourself which ones matter most or which course of action will make the most difference, either to you or your chosen cause. Taurus, whatever is happening, let it happen. There may be events coming your way which require changes to be made, and this could be part of the planning for the long-term future. Be patient as you review all the options and decide what you want the future to look like. Trust yourself and your instincts. It may seem like a leap of faith, but sometimes those provide the best outcomes of all. Gemini, as this month starts, it may seem confusing. Either too much is going on or there's a person or persons creating drama. Consider carefully before wading into the fray. Is it worth your time or would you do better to walk away? Your power lies in your decisions, and that is no concern of anyone else. You are the captain of your own ship. That is the advice for Gemini. I'm now moving my way up to the Cancerians, and there's work to be done and great rewards may follow. If you are offered an amazing opportunity, be courageous and seize the day. Expect the project to yield good dividends once it begins to take shape. Also, it is a good time to team up with others. It's all about teamwork and determination and willpower. And finally, Leo. It is a month for honouring family and generational traditions. The power and influence of family is strong, and the passing on of knowledge and stories is a treasure. It may bring greater insight into your life or explain gifts and skills that are innate to you. At the full moon eclipse, which is yesterday, be prepared to stand up for what you believe and be open to clarity of purpose. So there you go. Those are the starscopes for September. As I said, you'll find them on the front page of 1-2 Listen, along with the scopes of my colleagues. And you will also find them on my website, angelhandsheal.com. Now, all the way through it, I was hearing ping, 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 ping of people coming in the chat room. So bear with me while I sort myself out, find my own banner and find out what is going on. So let's turn most relevant into all comments and work my way down them. So good morning to Renee, as I said. Good morning to Laura. You would like a message. Well, I have my angel wisdom deck here that I used to channel my starscopes. So let's ask for a card for Laura, please, on this lovely day. It's a beautiful sunny day in Cornwall. We've had rain, but the land is very grateful for the water. Mother Earth always knows what she's doing. She adjusts and she balances. She is having a hard time of it in the world at the moment with various extremes of weather, but that may well be not her fault. Okay, Laura, you have a triple card. First of all, I see you, this is the card of study. I've got the page of Earth. It's about learning, it's studying, taking up opportunities, or having good news about career opportunities. Now, I've got it with the Five of Fire, which sometimes when we have that, it's we have these opportunities, but you look at it and think, how am I going to make that happen? Because it's not being able to see the way forward. And then I have it with a Major Arcana card that provides the answer conveniently with Archangel Shamuel. It's the Awakening card. It's the Hanged Man in Standard Tarot. This is about taking a pause for reflection so you can figure out what this opportunity means, what you've been given, and then you'll see your way forward. So I hope that will be helpful, Laura. Good morning to Jennifer, who would like a card, certainly, for Jennifer Hart. So, oops, that almost flew out, Jennifer. Bear with me, so I just cleared the deck. So, sorry if I just clonked the microphone. I'm having a day of it today. So let's have a look. A card for Jennifer, please, if I might. There we go. Whoa, that flew out of the deck. Did you hear that? So you might be feeling quite emotional at the moment. This is a night of water. There's a huge waterfall flowing behind him. He's on a gorgeous horse. He's riding bareback. He's really going for it. He's living this night. It can be falling in love with life, but it's also about, this can be extremes of emotion. I mean, this horse, he's only just about got a piece of string attaching to it. He's not really got any control of this horse, which is galloping through the water and the waterfall, and the water in his cup is splashing out. So this can sometimes mean that our emotions are very heightened, or we seem not to be in control of them, or we don't understand why we've got them when we think, what is going on? The eclipse will certainly have been responsible for some of that. I know I found myself with huge sadnesses coming up, or just looking at a flower and bursting into tears because it's nice. Or somebody was kind to me actually on my journey back down to Cornwall last week, and I had a challenging time in some ways, and somebody was really nice, and just, I'll tell you the story actually, and just put their hand over the till when I came to pay for my meal and just said, no charge. And I said, what do you mean there's no charge? And he just shook his head and said, madam, there's no charge, and handed me all my lunch and the cookies and the coffee and everything. And he walked off, and I looked at the girl and said, what? And she just shrugged and walked off. So I walked up to him and said, thank you so much for that. You just made my day. And he said, that's why I did it. And it was that simple. And I walked across the concourse of the airport and just burst into tears. It was just... So if you're having times like that, Jennifer, it's this heightened emotion. Just let them. As Mark Husson would say, have an emotion, just let it flow through. You don't have to attach to it. That is great, great advice, Mark. I'm so glad that you said that to me years ago. It's been very useful. And of course, Mark will be here right after this show with lots of advice about the astrology and what is going on, so I can try and make sense of this week. So I'm looking forward to that if you're listening, Mark. Oh, gosh, I better get on with this in about 10 minutes' time. So good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Happy to see you back, my darling. Thank you so much. It's nice to be back. Nice to go travelling, but lovely to be back. It's a sunny day with Jean McIntosh. Doesn't happen here often. May I have a card? Absolutely, you may have a card, Jean. Let me do a card for you. So tune into the card deck, center myself, and there comes the card. So I wonder whether you've been worried about money, Jean, because I've got this card. May not be money, but it's material things. It's a sense of lack or a sense of being excluded from something. And actually, it is only a sense, because I've got it with the Queen of Fire. She's sitting on a throne of dragons. She has a lucky black cat on her lap. Looks like My Little Magic. And nothing is going to stop this woman. She is brilliant. She's independent. She can do anything she decides to point her wand at. So if you're feeling that maybe somebody's excluding you or that, change the energy up. Change your focus. The fire cards are all about focus, focus, focus. So change the energy and watch the universe come round to your side. Hope that helps. Joni, good morning. Beautiful morning with you. Wild moon. You would like a card. You would like confirmation of what's going on for you. So let's have a look for Joni. There we are. You have another water card. Interesting, this one comes with a new moon. We have the new moon in Virgo next to the eclipse on the 21st of September. So you might like to tune into those dates. And this is about, it's the Eight of Cups. So this is always about emotionally moving forward or letting something go and just seeking more from life. It can be a spiritual quest if you're seeking a spiritual upgrade. But either way, it's choosing. This is a card about emotional choice. It's about choosing to make life changes. Those can be large or they can be small. It may be you'll choose to have a cake and coffee, but it's about an emotional choice. And do watch out for that next new moon in Virgo, because I think it'll be important for you. Let's have a look. Nadine, good morning. And to Quelly, Nadine's agreeing that intense eclipses in Pisces and would like a card. Desperately trying to get through these cards before I run out of time. I can see the clock ticking. So a card for Nadine, please. There we go. Get to work, Nadine. I've got an eight of earth, eight of coins if you have standard tarot. It's about learning. It's about skill. It's about repurposing. It's about taking the initiative and thinking, I'm in charge of my life. I'm going to do this. And she's sculpting something, this woman. What are you going to sculpt with your life? That's what the card is saying. Tara Elizabeth would like a message for the eclipse season. I am going to run out of time and hit Mark Husson. And I'll end up in Mark Husson's show at this rate if I don't hurry up. You have a beautiful water card. You have the one, the ace of water, and a beautiful mermaid with Archangel Haniel bringing you a new emotional experience and very deep insights. So use last night's power with this moon to really open up to all that is possible. A card for Kat Garner. Ooh, okay. A fire card. Don't let life get you, this card would say. It's a card that can be stressed, but it also comes with a beautiful other water card that said this is about, again, it's this thing of emotions. If we're all having lots of heightened emotions, then just let them be. Don't let them get to you is the message for the year. And I quickly do a card for Gwyn. Have I done one? Yes. I'm just doing this because I'm watching the clock and thinking, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do one for everybody. Card for Gwyn. Please, just get one more card in. You have a wise counselor. I love that. It's Archangel Sandalphon. It's connected to Taurus. It's about unity with like-minded people. But the breadth of that, the idea of omnism, of all religions have a part of the story. So this card is always seek wisely. And allow other people's opinions, or at least take them into account and see what you make of them. I hope that has turned out to be helpful. I am now absolutely out of time. Goodness gracious me, that show has flown by. Thank you so much for your company. I really, really do appreciate you. Stay with 1-2 Radio because Mark Husson and the Astrology Hour is on the way. You'll find him over on YouTube. And I will be back with you at the same time next week. Have a great week. Lots of love. You take care. Bye-bye for now.